welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love so. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
Welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bass, and we want you to go get your blessing because it is your time. It is time for you to grow. It's time for you to excel. It's time for you to be excited. It is time for you to get to work. We're here to empower your mind, and I am also the host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. I want you to be super excited about whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're starting a church or you're building a ministry, whether you're working a job or starting a business, it doesn't matter. We want you to be empowered. We want you to be excited. So go forward and doing what God has for you to do. Today we're talking about leaving the nest. That nest would be your comfort zone. Are you too comfortable? Can you not move forward because you don't want to step outside that comfort zone? You don't want to hear no. You don't want to be rejected. You don't want to lose or not get the bonus, or you don't want to not get the promotion of your job or businesses, whatever it is that you're doing. We don't want to sum it all up, fail. No one likes failure. No one likes no. You know, well, I don't know. Some people might, but you have to go through your no's to get to your yeses, to get to the other side, to learn. Maybe learn from yourself. You know, what are you doing that got the no? Maybe you can ask that person, well, may I ask, you know, what was it that I didn't do, or how may I enhance myself, or what may I do to further the possibilities of me getting a promotion, or whatever it is that you're seeking after, ladies and gentlemen. If it's customers for your businesses, we want you to be empowered. Don't allow that one situation or that circumstance or that individual to define you. Your future is based on all of the things that you've learned. You've gone out and you've done the webinars. You've done all of the things that you need to do, the trainings. You've done all of this extra stuff. And so now it is time for you to move forward. It is now time for you to be excited about what's coming. It's time for you to move to that next in your life. And the way to do that is to stop being afraid of failing. Stop being afraid that you don't know enough. Stop being afraid to talk to people. Open your mouth. All of the things you've learned, it's time now to put them to work. It's time to make sure that what you've learned is correct. So those no's are not now, or not yet, or maybe, it's okay. We want you to be excited. We want you to be excited. Don't be afraid of those individuals who tell you no. Take those learning experiences that you've had, those webinars, those conference calls, the blog shows, you're listening in, and don't take those as a no. Being an entrepreneur, to learn how to do different businesses, it takes a few years for you to get the hang of it. And just a few years of your life will be worth it in order to benefit from all of that hard work. Those of you who are listening in, you want to call in your friends to have them ask a question, or even if you have a question for them, 347-850-8831 is the call-in to speak to your host, which is me, Madeline Bass, or you can call into our conference call number, 712-775-7085, and the access code will be 47935#, and I will be happy to connect with you. So we want to keep it moving. And we're going to move on to finishing talking about our subject, leaving the nest in your comfort zone. People, don't get so content in where you are, even if it's in a struggle. We, a lot of times we'll get into a struggle and we get happy with that because it's not that bad, not that good, but you can live with it. We don't want to get there and get stuck. We want to move forward. It's time to leave the nest. To be like eagles, where some of you may have leaders and bosses and parents, even, you know, ministry leaders, pastors, may be kicking you out there to just tell you, okay, now we need to see what you learned. I've been coaching you, mentoring you, talking to you, teaching you now for however long. Some things, it may take a long time for you to grab it, but then there are some cases where they've maybe waited a year or two to make sure that you have it, that you've got it down, that they can trust you with their people. Like pastors, they need to be sure that they can trust you with their flock. When they go on a vacation or they're out sick or want to just, you know, take a break and even sit and be taught, we have to be able to receive that constructive criticism, that nervousness, not saying when it comes to ministry people, I'm sorry, you will never get to the point where you're cocky unless, you know, you can get there, but the ministry will be received better when you stay humble. And God says we should humble ourselves. We should stay humble in his presence. So the way to do that is to make sure you stay in the presence of God. But you want to, when you get up, it's okay to be a little nervous. As one of my friends say, I'm nervous as a tick. If I'm not nervous, something's wrong somewhere. Whenever I'm getting ready to introduce to you information, I'm nervous. I may not sound like it, but I'm nervous. And a lot of people say don't admit to it. Don't let them see you sweat. It's okay to have that confidence. But people are going to be able to tell that there may be something you do. Maybe you rub your fingers together or you tap the counter on your leg or you may pace the stage or the floor. There's things that you may do. You play with your glasses. You run fingers through your hair. There's something that you will do that will allow people who know you tell that you're nervous. So until you get that rhythm, until you get to that comfort zone where you are, then you need to know, okay, it's time for me to step out that box. You know, a subject you may not want to talk about. You know, there's things that I have not wanted to talk about on my show, but the Lord said, it's not yours, it's mine. You're going to talk about what I tell you to talk about. And people, we avoid a lot of subjects. We avoid some things that just keep from having confrontation. We do it in relationships. We will do it on our jobs. But people, that's not always the way we should do things with God. We need to trust him with what he's given us. And whether that knowledge is given through a struggle in your life or a situation, a hardship, it's okay because God has brought you through it. He's healed your heart. Your mind is free. He's given you the tools, the information that you need in order for you to move to your next, because what's next is going to always be rough, but you will be able to handle it a little bit better because of what you've already seen. So allow whatever you're in to be a lesson learned for you, to sit there and say, you know what, not sit here and wallow in, woe is me, why is this happening to me? But you sit there and go, okay, Lord, what can I learn from this? What is it that you would have me to learn from this situation, this that you have me in? Talk to him. If you have a relationship with the Lord, there should be no problem with you talking to him because you can trust him and he can trust you. God trusted Job with the enemy coming at him. He said he could do anything to him but kill him. So he had everything. And people, we get to the place where we're afraid to talk to people, not saying that the enemy was afraid, but he just felt like there was nothing that I can do because you've given him everything. We feel that way, but ours is fear. And that fear will keep you from stepping out of your comfort zone and saying to that person, Pastor, I have something that God has given me, and talking to him about it, and you're afraid that the pastor may say, okay, head that up, get it together, you know, or I like what you've done, let's start this date. And then you're like, or at a job, you may have a suggestion or something that will help with your team and getting some work done, getting the production a lot faster with good quality at the same time. It'll get the morale up. And so you go to the owner or you go to the CEO and you knock on that door and you say, excuse me, sir or ma'am, you know, I just wondered if I could have a minute of your time. And you're afraid that they may say, you know, get out of here. How did you get past my receptionist? Whatever the case may be. If the Lord opens up that door of opportunity, people walk in. walk in. I'm going to tell y'all something. Yesterday I went to the grocery store, and I have my little pennies, and y'all know my income is funny, but it's okay. It's funny as a ha-ha, because God just keeps blessing me with things that just supplies the need. But anyway, I was in the grocery store, and I was going through, and I knew how much I had. I had enough to get, enough to feed me. So I'm going through, and I'm getting my fruit, and got my veggies. I'm going to fix me a salad. I'm going to steam me some vegetables. You know, I'm going around getting a little stuff. Got to the meat, and that's where people know that's the most expensive. I got to the meat, and I was going to get some hamburger meat, which I don't do a lot of red meat, but I was going to make my daughter some spaghetti, because I thought, you know, she works hard. She does two jobs. She's going to school full-time. I'm so proud of her. So sometimes I like to cook things that I know she would love to eat, because we don't eat the same. She's young. I'm old. She got that young belly, and I have to be careful what I put in mine. I was going to make them some spaghetti, and, you know, I knew hamburger meat was very expensive. People, I looked down at that hamburger meat. It said $7.05 for a small package. They didn't have the little, you know, ground round, you know, the little package. It was just a cellophane cover. And I was like, okay, all right, Lord. But he told me, look over, go over a row. Went over a row going back towards the steak. But I was like, I know I ain't trying to get no steak. But I looked at a hamburger, and my eyes fell right on it. My eyes fell. It said 20 cents. I was like, that can't be right. So I thought maybe it was a 7 or a 9 or something in front of that 20 cents. So I picked it up, and I looked at it. It says, you pay 40 cents. It was 20 cents a pound, so I guess it was 2 pounds of meat. And it said 40 cents. I looked at it. I'm like, well, maybe it's not any good. It was nice and red. You know, it had good color. It looked like it just been packaged. I was like, oh, okay, guys, I'm going to get to the register. I'm going to ask her first before I ring it up. People, I got to that register. And that package of meat was 40 cents. You can't tell me God don't supply needs. I was able to get something for her. I got me some little wingettes for me. You know, got some enough food in that little basket, and I ended up paying like $41 for 4 packages of meat, some steamed vegetables because they had the 10 for 10. But I'm just telling you guys, you know, we get out of your comfort zone of asking God of some simple thing like, Lord, I need some groceries. I need some food up in my house, and I don't mean some snacks. I need some food, some meat, because that was what was most important for me to have meals. And all of the things that I picked up that I needed, God put my hand right on the thing, and they was $2 and $3, and I was looking. It was the only one there. It was like it was waiting for me. And it was people who had was looking prior to me, and they could have picked it up very well, but it was waiting on me. I got there, no one else around, and every package of meat that I picked up, I promise you people, I kid you not, I got 4 packages of meat, and then I got my 10 vegetables, steamed vegetables, just enough for me, some fruit, and they had the little $1.99 grapes. It was just, I know I'm going on rambling, but people, I'm just telling you, you step outside of your comfort zone, and you talk to God, because you created that relationship. Talk to him and say, look, Lord, this is what I need. He knows, and he will meet it, and he will supply it. But you have to be comfortable enough to leave the nest. You got to go willing to step out on that faith enough to know God got me, because he's already had a plan prepared for me before I was even created. Even before you knew who you were, God knew you. He knew what you would do. He knew what you would say. He knew where you would go. He knew all of it. And a lot of people use that as an excuse to say, well, the Lord knew. If he know it all, then he knew I would be in this place. People, don't get misled. That's the enemy. You have the opportunity to step outside of that comfort zone, to move into a place where God can use you simply because he can trust you with those situations. So when you're a believer and you're going through something that just seems overwhelming, stop and take a breath. Stop and just say, I trust you, Lord. And all of the things that he has for you will just fall into place, and it will begin to make sense. All of the place that you're in, you seem to wonder why you're always in a circle of people who are financially struggling. But you have the sense to get your money together. You might not be rich, but people are like, girl, how do you manage your money? How do you do what you do? You make the same thing I do. How is it that you? And you can explain to them and say, look, I trust the Lord, but I'm not careless with my money. I tithe, I give God, I plant seeds, I help people. You know, you don't have all that money to just keep it to yourself. If you're not wise with a little, then God is not going to give you much, because he has it for you to be a blessing to people. And so we want to keep moving forward and stepping out of our comfort zone. People, if you are not made it to the place where you can give 10%, try God. I'm telling you, he'll do it for you. You may not say, okay, 10% is a little bit much, Lord. Okay, start out with 1%. 1%, then move from 1 to 5. And then the following month go from 5 to 6. So we want to take you to that step out that comfort zone, 1%, and you do 1% for about 2-3 months. When you're getting your paycheck and you take that off the top, because people, the government get theirs. They're going to get theirs straight up off the top. You're going to pay your taxes. You're going to get that money withheld from your check. FICA, Social Security, Medicare, all that stuff is coming out off the top. So you might as well hang that up. It's going to get gone. So you're working your hourly rate. But when you start taking that money back and then you multiply that times how many hours you work based on what you brought home, that's how much you get paid an hour. I'm going to just give y'all a new way of looking at that. You may make $20, $30 an hour, but whatever you bring home and then you multiply that times the hours that you work, divide that by the hours you work, then that's what you get paid per hour. That's how you look at that. Because I don't care about them big numbers. When Uncle Sam gets through taking away from you, that's the reality. That's what you work with. You don't work with on what you make. You work with on what you bring home. A lot of people get that net and gross all mixed up. I'm going to speak in terms. We understand what you're making and what you bring home is two different babies. So get yourself together and come out your comfort zone and quit thinking that what you have is not enough. If God is going to use you, what you have is more than enough because he can handle anything. There's nothing too hard for him, and he's ready to take you to that next level. So just trust him in that. Step out of your comfort zone and be willing to allow God to move you to your next. Get people out your head. Quit letting people tell you can't. You need to get people out your head and stop letting them keep pulling you back down and telling you don't need to be doing something, or you going to the church too much, or they start calling you names and your feelings get hurt. People used to call me Goody Two Shoe, Miss Holy Ghost, Miss Church Roller. That's fine. I don't care. But see, that's because they know where I am and the life that I live. It matches. Because they know, oh, Lord, she come around, she going to start them preaching to people. I'm not preaching to you. I am going to tell you, if you want the advice that I believe the scripture is going to give you. A lot of people don't ask people who are believers and walking because they really don't want that help. They really don't want the situation to change. That's why they keep asking people that's in the same mess they in, and they ain't doing no better. You know, they're going to stay in that little circle. They say birds of a feather flock together, but it's really you got birds who are, that are different feathers, but there are individuals that God will place in that atmosphere to turn their whole flock around and point them in a new direction. And you may be the one bird that changes that whole flock to do what is great. Then there's that one bird that has the ability or potential to turn it to go in another direction. So be careful who you let in your space, who you let in your head. Some people who walk away, let them. Because God has removed them. If you are living a life and doing a life according to the will of God and what he has for you in your journey, your path, and he starts eliminating people, moving people out of that you couldn't dismiss or disconnect yourself from yourself, be glad that you didn't have to do it. Be glad they walked away. And then when God is ready for them to return, they will. But if they don't sweat it. Because sooner or later, they're going to recognize that where they are, they're going to say, you know what, Madeline tried to tell me. Or they may call you 10, 15 years, but you know what? That life you live is really good. It's honorable, and I appreciate you having an impact in my life. And I see now why you trusted God as much as you did. I had to go through some things, blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't matter. You need to learn who you can trust. That's what we're getting to, moving towards the next year. You may not want the same group of people around you if you're looking to do bigger and better things. If those individuals can't help you get there by supporting and encouragement and prayer, You need to do something different. Not saying to kick them to the curb, but you need to stay focused. And once you get focused, they'll either get focused with you or they'll leave you alone, one or the other. Either way it goes, you're going to do what God has for you, and your blessings are still going to come because some people in your circle, God doesn't intend to bless. So he has to get you out, get them out of the way so he can bless you overflow. They'll find you later, but you will know how to handle them at that point. You know, a lot of people, they make these comments, if you can't ride or die with me, don't call me when I get there, you know. So it's just some people just may not be intending to get that blessing at that time in that season. And you get to the place where you can bless them to the magnitude that maybe God wants you to bless them. That may be the case. removes you so that you can be a bigger blessing to them than what you would have tried to give them by staying in the circle you were in. One of you have got to increase in order for you both to get where you're going if you're just determined to be in each other's circle. And if that person means you no good, then you need to praise the Lord that they're no longer in your circle. So we need to stop being upset, aggravated, and hurt because some people decide that they want to go a different direction. That's why a lot of marriages fall. That's why a lot of churches divide, because the spiritual growth is happening, and you have people who just don't want to go there. They just don't want to go. They want to keep it like it is. They want to live double lives. But God says to choose today who you're going to serve. You can't serve us both. Now, there are people who straddle the fence as believers, but they're not up front. They're not ministry leaders. If the pastor is handling it, the position like he should, and the church is allowing the pastor to be the shepherd, then you're going to have people that the pastor's going to sit them down. And you have to allow the pastor to do what he believes is best for his congregation, because God gave that pastor that church. If you don't like it, you don't like the rules, you don't like the way it's laid out, then look for another church. I'm not telling you to leave your church, but if you believe that that is not the direction that God would have it go, and you're not pleased, but God has told you some things that you need to do, then you need to be obedient. Don't be disrespectful. You go to the pastor and you tell him, look, you know, I found a different church home, and I'm going to go with this church home because. And you give that pastor that respect. Don't be leaving that church. He came to this, or some churches she came. But you have to stay in the order of God, in the will of God, and you have to fall under the lines of authority. People, and that's even with government. The word even told the slaves that they had to be respectful of those who owned them, their masters. We have to respect the government. And we're all on Facebook slamming people left and right, looking for dirt. Y'all not going to find no perfect person, so you need to quit looking. Because if you look at a person hard enough, you're going to find some problems and mistakes that they're making even now. They have a past. We all have one. And you don't want nobody looking up your dirty laundry, so quit trying to dig up there. I just believe if we will focus on what God has for us to do in this country, in the nation we're in, He's placed us in this place where we have free speech. I'm on this blog show. I might not have nobody listening, but it's all good. But I know that I'm thankful that God has given me the opportunity to be able to share and be a blessing to someone. Psalms 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." People, be thankful for where you are. Be willing to open up yourself and live in what God has for you to do, not in the past. Come out of your situations and circumstances. Revisit every now and then to be able to help someone. Be able to keep your mind and your thoughts clear. And above all, remember that only through the life and death of Christ that we can truly love ourselves and accomplish what God has for us. And it allows you to build that unshakable faith by building your relationship in Him. That's the only way you're going to be able to do that. So I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Minds, and I'm the host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. If you want to re-listen to the show or want to invite some friends to hear it, you want to share it with others, give them the playback. The playback is 712-775-7089, access code 479358#. I'm Madeline Bass. And enjoy your evening and go get your lesson. God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.